This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya ziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le Studio 7. Umsakazi olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera akanaka vatereri, tinosangana zvakare manera anhasi uri musi wechishanu kubvumbi 15, 2016. Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa 909 AM, pa 4930 kana pa 11605 ne 15775 kHz pa shortwave. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri ndichiti ezvino zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi.
Manzira andaita ndeyekuti dhiraivha ati akarova dhongi. Arova dhongi ndofunga dhazi rinobva rarovana netraki. Paakurova dhongi kwake then ndokaitira kuti vanhu vashaidze ipapo.
Vanhu gumi nevaviri vanoshaya munjodzi yemumugwagwa kuBeit Bridge.
Kurudzira kuti kuvarimi kana taona kuti posga misiyoyo saizi yakadzika zviri nani kuti tisatandisa simba redu nekungoregedza podya chinda hongu tinozviziva kuti vanhu vanenge vafamba asi kuti tiregedze podya chinda nemitengo iri pasi pasi hai izvozvo hatikurudziri zvachose.
Varimi vochema chema nemutengo wefodya wavanoti uri pasi. Nhasi tine hurukuro navaJoseph Chinotimba nezvezuva rekuwana kuzvitonga kuzere. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Vanhu gumi nevaviri vafa munjodzi yemumugwagwa kuBeit Bridge, vamwe makumi mana nevashanu vakakuvara mushure mekunge bhazi reMB Transport rabonderana nerori. Mumugwagwa weHarare Beit Bridge uyu unofamba nemabhazi nemarori anotakura zvinhu uye waurayisawo vanhu vakawanda zvikuru, uye hurumende iri kushorwa zvakanyanya nekutadza kuugadzirisa. Makurukota ehurumende anotore zvematunhu vaSevia Kasukuere uye vanoona nezvevasori vaKembo Mohadi vashanyira paitikira njodzi iyi vakavimbisa kuti hurumende ichapa mazana maviri emadhora kubatsira vanhu vafirwa. Mukuzeya nezvenyaya iyi tabata munyori weguta reBeit Bridge vaLoud Ramaphosa.
Manzira andaita ndeyekuti dhiraivha ati akarova dhongi. Arova dhongi ndofunga dhazi rinobva rarovana netraki. Paakurova dhongi kwake then ndokaitira kuti vanhu vashaidze ipapo. And zvandinoziva ndezvekuti nini rodhi kudhara yanga ine fence. Aiko zvino haisina fence, saka inogara kune think about 8 kilometers up to 8 kilometers ichienda kumabhubhu river. Pane madhongi, pane ng'ombe and most of the time ndizvo zvinokonzera maaccidents iwayo.
Saka vakuvara mambonzwa kuti vaendeswa kupi?
Yes, ndanzwa kuti vamwe vaendeswa vakatransfera ndokuenda kuGanda kana kuBulawayo, asi vamwe vari kuHarrow Hospital.
Iro dambudziko irori harisi rekutanga mumugwagwa iwowo weBeit Bridge Harare Road iwoyu. Zvii zvamungatarisirwawo kuti zvinge zvichiitwa panyaya yemugwagwa iwoyu?
Hai, kutarisira kuti mugwagwa iwoyu uchive dualize nekuti uite fence. At least zvichabatsira kuti usapinda madhongi kana ng'ombe mumarodhi.
Tanzwawo kuti kune makurukota ehurumende auyawo kunoona nyaya iyoyi. Imi mamboonawo here mukana wekutaurawo nawo, uye kana masanganawo nawo zvii zvavari kutaurawo pamusoro petsaonai?
Zvaiya haunga ndinaona mukana wekutaura nawo, but we just appreciated kuti hurumende quite a disaster inenge iyoyo immediately within some few hours. Two ministers were on the ground going to the scene vakasvika kuti nekuchipatara vachiona vanhu vakakuvara. Something that we really appreciate. Nekuti minister vedu velocal government vakati hai disaster yacho declare national disaster and vanenge vavese vachiabatsirwa nehurumende. We really appreciate it.
Ipo paitikira tsaona kure zvakadii nekubva muguta reBeit Bridge?
about 45 kilometers from Beit.
Vanga vari munyori wegutare Beit Bridge valaud Ramakhopola vari parunare ku Beit Bridge kwakare. Nyaya yekunetsana pakati pekambani ye National Railways of Zimbabwe kana kuti NRZ nevashandi vayo iri kuenderera mberi uye iri kutarisirwa kupinda mudare rinoyananisa vashandi nevashandirwi kana kuti Labour Court nemusi wechina svondo rinouya. Vashandi vanosvika zviuru zvina vave nemasvondo vachiratidzira vachiti vave nemwedzi gumi nemishanu vasina kubhadharwa mari dzavo dzemihoro. Asi gurukota rinoona nezvevashandi amai Priska Mfumira vakati vashandi ava vadzokere kumabasa mukati memazuva maviri sezvo vasina kunyatsotevera mutemo pakutanga kuratidzira kwavakaita. Mukuzeya nezvenyaya iyi, Blessing Zulu Studio 7 abata vafani vemasikati vanove mutauriri weNRZ.
Ichokwadi chaizvo, pashure pakunge isu taendawo kumatare ezvemabasa nenzi Labour Court, tinokumbira kunyora kuti varatidze kuti sei vari pastrike. Kwakazobva tsamba yakabva ikoko ku ministry ye labor and social welfare ichitaura kuti vashandi vanofanira kuti vadzokere kumabasa asi vachifanira kuti kunge vatovako izvezvi vakutoshanda. Saka tisuwo sekambani nesuwo semanagement vatungamiri vechikambani yezvitima tiri kutione haiti aikumbira kuti vashandi vadi vadzokere kumabasa. Vashandi nokuti kushanda kwavo ndokunoita ta kuti tikwanise kudi kufambisa zvitima towanawo nemari yokuti tikwanise kubhadhara zvinofanira kubhadharwa zvese.
Saka vatanga here kudzokera kubasa vashandi sekunzwawo kwamuri kuita?
Sekunzwa kwangu kuti vamwe vadzokera, kuvamwe vamwe vanga vasati havasi kumwe kune mamwe nedzimwe nzvimbo kune kwavadzokerawo.
Ko nyaya yavo yemari iri kugadziriswa here vamasikati?
Hatiti ndosaka kutaurwa kwanga kuripo pa kuti vanhu vadi vagadziriswe nyaya yemari yacho. Kutaurirwana kwa kuripo tiri kuti izvozvo kuchitaurirwana uye nokuzama kutsvagawo dzimwe nzira dzekuti tiwane mari vanhu vange vafanange vachishanda. Ndozvachanga chiri chikumbiro kukumbira kuvashandi. Asi chikuru ndechokuti chokwadi tine tsitsi zvikuru kuburikidza nekutiwo mari inga isingawanikwe yekubhadhara vashandi, nokuti kana munhu washanda unofanira kubhadharwa. Asi zvaa zvakangomerawo kambani nekudawo kuti makambani ndingangoti mazhinji anga achitakurira nhumbi nenjanji. Asi mazhinji acho mamwe akavhara, mamwe anyange achishanda zvavo, asi inangire acho ravashoma, nokuti kune vanotakurawo nemotokari dzofamba nomugwagwa dzinotorawo imwe bhizinesi ratofa vange tichitakura. Haina izvozvo zvaizoita kuti bhizinesi rive shoma.
Mutauriri weNRZ vafanirwa masikati vari parunare kuulawa yena Blessing Zulu Studio 7. Blessing abatawo mutungamiri werimwe sangano revashandi reZimbabwe Amalgamated Railway Workers Union vamoyo kuti tinzwe mamiriro akaita zvinhu kuvashandi.
Minista vakasaina shokozi order yatawana nhasi tichibva tapuwa deti rokuapiya kuLabour Court musi weTuesday next week musi wa21 April.
Saka vashandi vadzokera here kubasa vakamirira zuva rekuenda kuLabour Court iri?
Aiwa, vashandi havana kudzokera kubasa.
Sei vasiri kudzokera kubasa?
Iko zvino Zulu regatimbonika maproceedings, iko zvino zvinogona kunge zvisiri zvakanaka kuti titaure nenyaya yacho iyoyo. Takadi kumbomira tichione panosvika Thursday next week tava kubva kuLabour Court iwe nenitozotaura.
Tataura neivo veNRZ vari kuti vamwe vashandi vashoma vanenge vadzokera kubasa, ichokwadi here?
Hai, izvo tingadonzwa naivo kana varivo vanhikira, nokuti iyo nayo vakanyora vosekula yavo yavakanyora. Kana kuri kuti vashandi vateerera sekula yavakanyora, kuda vanenge vachitaura chokwadi isu hatizivi.
Mutungamiri werimwe sangano revashandi veNational Railways of Zimbabwe reZimbabwe Amalgamated Railway Workers Union vamoyo vari parunare na Blessing Zulu Studio 7. Varimi vefodya vanonzi vari kuchema zvikuru nekuderera kwemutengo wefodya pamisika izvo zvinonzi zvave kuita kuti vafungidzire kuti pane kuwirirana kwemutengo kungadai kuri kuitika muchivande pakati pevanotenga fodya. VaPaul Zakaria, vanove mukuru wesangano revarimi reZimbabwe Farmers Union, vanoti chiri kushamisa varimi ndechekuti fodya yegore rino iri pamusoro kwazvo kudarika yegore rapera, asi vari kuzoona ichitengwa nemitengo inoita masendi 10 kana pasi pakirogramu yoga yoga. VaZakaria vanoti sesangano rinomirira varimi vari kukurudzira varimi kuti varambire nefodya yavo pane kuti itengwe nemitengo yakaderera kudaro. Vanoti murimi anoburitsa mari nenguva zvakawanda kwazvo kuti arime fodya pagore asi odzopedzisira oshandira mahara. Gore rapera panguva ino fodya inonzi yaitengwa nemutengo wemadhora maviri nemasendi masere kunyange hazvo yaive iri yepasi zvichienzaniswa negohwo remwaka uno. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita navaZakaria pamusoro penyaya iye.
Chinhu chinosvitsa zvikuru kana takatarisa kuti murimi wakashanda zvakadini gore rose kuti fodya yake iye sezvairi iko zvino, tichitarisa zvakare kuti fodya yavarimi gore rino tichikombera negore rakapera ifodya yakanaka zvikuru zvaitoda kuti murimi apuwe zvinoenderana nezvaakaita. Hakuna mufaro zvachose kunotengesewa fodya. Vanhu vakagumbuka nemabatirwo avari kuitwa katakatarisa nyaya yemitengo. Kumitengo ikoku tinokurudzira zvikuru kuti vetimb dai kuri kuti vatarisa nyaya iyoyi pamwe chete nemaassociations evarimi, tagona kukurukura tichitaura pamusoro pokuti ivo vanotenga varege kuita sekuti vari kubvumirana pamusoro pemari yavangatenga muzuva kana kuti pazuva. Iko zvino tine fungidziro iyoyo yokuti panenge kunokurukurwa seri wozouya woita sevanoita option, asi kwatotaurwa mutengo wokuti zvimwe zvinotosimisa kuti kunobuda mumwe munhu ane fodya inonzi yaita 10 cents per kg kana less. Izvozvo zvinhu zvisingafaniri kuti zvinge zvichiitika zvachose.
Chii chavari kupawo chikonzero chokuti mitengo iyi inge ichidzika kudaro?
Hapana chikonzero chiri kumbopuwa. Zvinongoitwa sekuti option nhasi ndo zvayataura. Hakuna chimwe chikonzero chiri kupuwa. Inyaya yekungoti kuma option flows uku tichiri kuongorora kuti ndapapi pangava pane dambudziko. Asi kana isu tokurudzira kuti kuvarimi kana taona kuti fodya misiwoyo praizi yakadzika, zviri nani kuti tisatambisa simba redu nekungoregedza fodya chinda. Hongu tinozviziva kuti vanhu vanenge vafamba, asi kuti tiregedze fodya chinda nemitengo iri pasi pasi, hai izvozvo hatikurudziri zvachose. Ngationei dzimwe nzira dzekuti tigadzirise matambudziko iwawo.
Vanga vari mukuru weZimbabwe Farmers Union VaPaul Zakaria vari parunhare muHarare neStudio 7. Paita ropa rakaipa pakati pemasangano anomirira vashandi vemumigodhi anoti reAssociated Mine Workers Union neRemine Workers Union. Sangano reAssociated Mine Workers Union of Zimbabwe rinoti riri kutambira mari yechikamu chimwe nechidimbu kubva muzana kana kuti 1.5% pamari yemihoro iri kuwedzerwa nekambani nemakambani emigodhi. Mukuru weZimbabwe Chamber of Mines Isaac Kwesu vanoti makambani hakwanisi kubhadhara mari yakawanda kudarika iyoyi nekuti naivo vari kutatarika. Mukuziya nezvenyaya iyi, Blessing Zulu weStudio 7 abata mukuru wesangano reMine Workers Union vandodhana Sitole ava vanoti havatambire mari iyi nekuti ishoma.
Iyo inyaya isingaiti zvachose. Mari iyo haitoiti ishoma because haitombokwani kumushando. Saka tiri kutogunun'una nemari iyoyo, imari shomasa. Hongu toziva kuti yezvino mamines mazhinji ka maoperatero ari kuita vazhinji vari kuchema kuti zvinhu hazvisingatovafambirawo zvakanaka. Pachivazvo zviri izvozvo tinoti 1.5 haiwa haikomborere. Mamines anenge ari kuoperatewo zvinenge zviri nani ndeveplatinum, ndo vatori naniwo, but magold mines mazhinji vari kukomplena. Chete vanhu vakomplena vanokutorawo advantage kuti chero vari pagood spending vanogona kutedzera ivavo vari kuchema, vobva vangochema hodya jemanewadya. Ndo zvandiri kuona.
Imi seva shandi mangamu chida uti mari ishike pa mari.
Wongu kufamba kwa tino itaka. Chichita urana neva shandirwe. Pani patinona tuwa maningwani ma ngirikine abo ma problem. Zawa aturi jengi niwe kumona uta ashua awaru kudini. Baru kutila gulao. Sekuti mukavate ura o percentage ya kawanda. Memu ita sekuti madini. Mawaume sera. Bumi uta ati mshandi iye ande mbere achishanda. Uye uye arande futi company chidini. Ishendira mbere uwe nukushanda. But ndaye papanga pakaita kana ati 15% or more tichichema onavo kuti vari kuchema kudzina zvinaumira muzvingatombova nani pane 1.5 too much
mungati vashandi vakawanda varutambira mari yakawanda zvakadii pamwedzi
mishandi wepasi izvezvi ari kuchitambira $245 saka tikaisa ingirikini 1.5% tinoti munhu iye angosimuka ne $3 akaenda kana tipa 249 saka unoona kuti mari yacho hapana zvazvinorefu ukuzi haikwani mari iyo iyi ndo mushandi wepasi ari kutambira dho kana taakumaplatinum mines vanenge vakadarika mari idzodzo because ivo vanenge voenderanawo nemaupatisiro avari kuita
saka muchada kuramba muchienderera mberi nehurukuro here zviri kufamba sei
tichaenderera mberi nekuti problem iripo kahombe iri kuitika nedzivanya vasiri kuongorora ndeyekuti pamanegotiations atiri kuita enec ka isisu ka as national man with a union we are against this izvozvo because tiri nechekuti tikaona before ingiriki ndoyanga ine majority amuzi saka ndoyanga ichidini ichiita manegotiations iwayo saka uchaona kuti nec yacho yakabva yatokanganisikawo ndo vanhu vaya kungoentertaina chete zvekuti kazhinji ndichaona kuti isisu nechamanekazien izvezvi hatisati takupinda manegotiations iwayo
mukuru wesangano renational mine workers union vandodana stole vari parunare muHarare nablessing zulu studio 7 mutungamiri webato rinopikisa vamogen changirai vanoti vari kufara nehuwandu hwevanhu vakabuda vachiratidzira nezuro unove munongwedzo wekuti nyika yaenda kumawere Blessing Zulu Studio 7 abata vachangirai kuti tinzwe zvizere.
Taizviziva here kuti vanhu vane shungu zvokutaurisira. Kuna vamwe vakarwaimuka kuti hazvichafoira zvichadi asisitaiza head pass on the ground. Kuti vanhu vedu vanga vaine shungu dzokutaurisira izvozvo. Saka hapana chakatishamisa asi kuti takafadwa nekuuya kwakaita vanhu nekuparticipata kwavakaita. Saka zvakatifadza.
Pane vamaitaura navo muchifamba vaitiwo kudii vanhu ndeapi matambudziko avari kusangana nawo munyika umu
munhu wese blessing munhu wese munyika munomu haasi kufara nemamiriro akaita zvinhu munhu wese ari kutsvaka kuti zvino dambudziko iroro rinopera sei because idambudziko riri kukonzerwa nepolitics dzenyika kwete kuti hapana here solution iripo vamugabe ndo vaita problem because havasina simba racho rokufunga zvinhu zvizvogadziriswa sei ivo havasina hwanya nazvo vangoita sashe uyo ari pachigaro asi akwanisi kuziva kuti zviri kufamba sei around him so ndo dambudziko raita munyika uno munhu wese anozviziva manje kuti mukuru uyu wakura ngaachena anozorora whether ma ovets whether my the sentiment iri munyika muno ndekuti ai mukuru aenda zorora kuitira kuti nyika iwane pokutangira iye zvino patova neproblem yeleadership ndodambudziko ratasangana nazvo
saka kuri kuti vamugabe vatambira chichemo kana kuti kuri kuti vamugabe vatambira chikumbiro chenyu chekuti ngavasiye basa vaende pamunyika ndigere panenge poitwa sei remangwana renyika rinenge rofamba sei
aiwaka handiti kune constitution munongotevedza kaconstitution kana mukuru wenyika kana akafa akaretire kana kuti akabviswa nekuda kwemhosva pane gwara rinoteerwa reconstitution ndo rinofanira kuteerwa iroro
muchaenderera mberi here muchiratidzira zvinenge zvichifamba sei
inga takataura kuvanhu nezuro tichiti isusu iyi provincial expression tichaenda kune mamwe maprovince vana Bulawayo vana Gweru vana Mutare vana vana Masvingo tichiorganiza vanhu kuti vataridzire izvozvo tozopedzisira nenational expression yatinoti national demonstration
Mutungamiri webato rinopikisa reMDCT vamogenitsvangirai vari parunare muHarare naBlessing Zulu weStudio 7. Makateerera kuStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC. Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika nhasi. Munyori mukuru weAmerica vaAsh Carter nhasi vaenda kungara vaihondo yemuAmerica iri munzvimbo yeSouth China Sea iyo yaunza kunetsana kunotyisa pakati peChina nePhilippines. America inoti iri kutsigira Philippines mugakava iri. Nhengo yedare remakurukota emuAmerica vaFrederica Wilson vekuFlorida vabatana nemamwe makurukota emudare reCongress vachikurudzira kuti vasikana vekuNigeria vakapambwa makore maviri apfuura mudunhu reChibok vasunungurwe nechikwata chinopfurikidza mwero cheAl-Shabaab.
Tambira ine mufaro watereri. Muchirongwa chedu pindai mudariro. Chatinotaura newe chidiki. Ini ndini Chioneso Jani. Nasi muchirongwa chedu tine hurukoro na mukoma Dono Chatukuta, mukuru wekambani ye Eden Energy Solutions. Tinokutambira ine mufaro mukoma Donald.
Tinofara wakasimba richioniso.
Tinofara mukoma Donald. Chichinonzi renewable energy.
Renewable energy chiwaniso inzira yekuwana magetsi kubva kuzuva, kubva kumhepo, kubva kumasaisai, kubva ku yatinoti biogas kuti tikwanise kuwana magetsi muzimba dzedu neuma industry.
Wechidiki muZimbabwe wangapinda sei mumabasa ezvemhando dzemoto aya?
Zimbabwe parizvino ndo nzvimbo yakanaka kuti mayouth apinde murenewable energy atiri kutaura nezvayo nekuti kune mikana yakawanda. Kunyange tiine dambudziko rekushayika kwemagetsi, mayouth ane mukana wekupinda mubhizinesi renewable energy nekuti vanokwanisa kupinda maprojects akaita sekugadzira minda yesolar kutora energy kubva kuzuva neminda yewind yekutora energy kumhepo. Kana kuti mayouth anokwanisa kuwana access ye mari kuti vapinde maprojects akadai. Tagara tine maprojects egovernment eyouth empowerment.
Ndezvipi zvirongwa kana maprojects amuri kuita pari zvino?
Eden Energy Solutions tine project yatinayo inonzi Eden Power Store. Eden Power Store iproject inopa magetsi anobva kumhepo nezuva zvakasangana asi anochengeta magetsi aya mumweya waka inonzi air compression. Project imashandira inoita ndeyekuti kana power ichiriko nekuti hakusadzisadzese kuti kunenge kuine mhepo kana kuti kunenge kuine zuva. Nguva idzodzo pa kunenge kuine zuva kuine mhepo, energy inospetezwa mucompressed air. Kana yakudiwa zvakanyanya sei nguva dzemanheru panenge pakura demand, magetsi anenge achibva mucompressed air iya achisupplya zvimba.
Mazvita tinotenda. Avo vanga vari mukoma Dono Chatukuta vanoshanda nesangano reEden Energy Solutions. Aiwa vatereri, tosangana zvekare muchirongwa chinotevera. Ini ndini Chioneso Jani.
Kwaziwa hii muri yeZimbabwe. Ndini Marvelous Mhlanganya huye weStudio 7. Mwedzi uno wakubvumbi, Zimbabwe iri kusvitsa makore makumi matatu nenhanhatu yawana kuzvitonga. 18 kubvumbi 1980 izuva rakakosha munyika yeZimbabwe. Inzwai ndangariro dzenyu pano pa Studio 7 apo Zimbabwe inenge ichicherechedza zuva rekuzvitonga. Inzwai zvizere kune vaive muhondo yechimurenga vakaona hondo nekusunungurwa kweZimbabwe. Pamwe neavo vakaberekwa nyika yava kuzvitonga. Tumirai maonero enyu zvinoreva kuzvitonga panamba dzinoti 001-202-465-0318. Namba dzedu zvakare 001-202-465-0318.
Muchirongwa chedu chatiri kuita hurukure nekutarisa zuva rekuwana kuzvitonga kuzere Blessing Zulu Studio 7 aita hurukure nemumwe murwiri wehondo yerusununguko vachimirira bhoye raSouth muparamende vaJoseph Chinotimba.
Ndinoreka ndeko kufara isika takatora kubva kuvarungu taana tiri kurima. Vanhu vari kuita mamaini, vanhu vari kumaZimbabweni. Hakuna maZimbabweni angaine makambanis. MaZimbabweni are now starting ukazwa ana Chivayo. Vachiti mabillionaires, vachibatsira ivheri bhora. Zvinoreva kuti Zimbabwe yedu inyika yakanaka. We have done a very good job for the Zimbabwean to be as they are today. It will be as vana Chivayo are lucky today. Makare kwa kusina vanhu vanga vaine mari yakadai sana Chivayo. Zvaionekwa kuvarungu bedzi. Saka we are happy. Because we are also done and vedu, like I say, Nima Kutokan America, Karakuakusina, Kukarakuna America, not yet some Biruriko, because Karakuaska and the one at the Mokuando Taurum broadcast Kusepauriko.
Kova Muka Varguti, Mamiragata Zo Pumizacho, Unguayo, Dizanga, and Gator in Advisement.
I don't know my opposition in Patica. No opposition party, no go Tauros, house, house, and pieces, Kutuano Taurachi, as is Andrew Kutara Bonon is a good. So far, it's over the Chiripo, Kunevan, La Soma, La Notaura is also only the opposition parties. No, La Notaura is without Kutuaito power. As you are less in Pap, why would the one with the Munana first catch up in Kareku? As yes, they are happy with us. We have done a very good job. Takaita basa. Vanhu veZimbabwe ngavafare nokusunuka. Chazvinoita vanhu vedu, they are own killers of their own country. Nokuti kana munhu asingabvumirikisa mari yake mubhengi, achiko kuti mari yake auraini. Kana munhu asikagoni kuvhura kambani, achingonotenga South Africa, kuvhura kambani yake hadi, kuti agadzire hadi. Saka tiri kuzvireva nyika nemaoko edu. Kana tiri vanhu vanoda nyika yedu, ngatitaure zvekuti nyika yedu ibudire.
Murwiri wehondo yerusununguko vachimirira bhoye raSouth muparamende vaJoseph Chinotimba vachitaura naBlessing Zulu weStudio 7. Mashoko atiri kuverenga anoburitsa pamire hurumende yeAmerica. Makore makumi maviri nemaviri adarika, chimwe chemhosva dzakaipisisa munhoroondo dzeupenyu hwevanhu makore ekuma 1900 yakaitika muRwanda. Vanhu vanodarika mazana masere ezviuru vanosanganisira varume, madzimai pamwe nevana vadiki vakapondwa mukati memazuva zana ekushungurudzwa kwevanhu. Kupondwa kwevanhu uko kwakanga kwakarongwa nevaive vakuru vehurumende verudzi rwechihutu kwakatanga zvechokwadi musi wa7 kubvumbi 1994, zuva rimwe chete mushure mekudonha kwendege yaive yakatakura vatungamiri venyika dzeRwanda neBurundi yadonhedzwa ikauraya vatungamiri vaviri ava. Mumashoko avo mukucherechedza zuva iri, mutungamiri weAmerica vaBarack Obama vanoti, tinorangarira kwete vakapondwa chete asivo neavo vakaisa upenyu hwavo munjodzi vachiponesa vamwe pamwe nekupona nevakapona avakatakura ndangariro dzezvakaitika izvi nanhasi. Mashoko aya anoburitsa pamire hurumende yeAmerica. Vateereri, musakanganwa chirongwa chedu cheLive Talk na 8:30 PM, apo tiri kutarisa nyaya yenjodzi yemumigwagwa. Takatarisana nezoro rezuva rekuwana kuzvitonga kuzere. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa musoro yenhau dzanhasi. Vanhu gumi nevaviri vanoshaya munjodzi yemumugwagwa kuBait Bridge. Varimi vofodya vochema-chema nemutengo uri kutengwa nawo fodya pamisika. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu. Anokuonekai ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndichiti murare zvakanaka vateereri. Ndokusiyai mina Chris Gande.
Thank you, Jonga Kandemiri. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, April 15th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gandhi. Here are our top stories this evening. 12 people are killed and several others injured in a road traffic accident near Zimbabwe's Beitbridge border town. ZANU-PF activists say the MDCT public march yesterday was a waste of time.
It's really much ado about nothing. We've got people who are trying to seek relevance, but their best before date of expiry is long come and gone.
Some Zimbabweans say land should be redistributed to cater for more people.
Those who have many farms, some of those farms should be taken and given to other people. And those who have farms which are bigger than the recommended maximum farm size, they should be cut.
And as Zimbabwean music outfit Mokomba shines in America, these stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned. A 12 people were killed today when a bus they were traveling in collided head-on with a haulage truck about 45 kilometers outside Beitbridge border town. The horrific crash has since been declared a national disaster, meaning the government will assist the bereaved families with cash. Witness reports said the accident happened after the bus hit a donkey and swerved right into an oncoming truck. 13 critically injured people were rushed to Bulawayo, while several others with mild injuries are hospitalized in Beitbridge, the Herald newspaper reported. State Security Minister Kembo Mohadi and local government minister Xavier Kasukuere rushed to the crash site where they announced that bereaved families will get cash assistance of $200 apiece from the government. The Harare-Beitbridge Highway is one of the deadliest roads in Zimbabwe that claims many lives every year. Beitbridge Town Secretary Lord Ramakapula tells Studio 7's Ntungamili Nkomo the road needs major attention.
I think it's basically caused by stray animals that cause the roads, slip, make the roads during the night. And if I recall, 15 or 20 years ago, that road was actually fenced, and the first accident caused by animals were quite rare. In this case, the driver actually said he saw it, he hit a donkey, and that actually caused this catastrophe.
Many people have perished on that particular road. Are there any efforts by the government to dualize it or to fix it?
Yeah, from what we read in the newspapers, that government will soon be dualizing the bridge up to Jerusalem. So we're quite positive that will happen.
What's the state of the roads there in Beitbridge town?
Our road is not that good because we basically receive traffic from up to DRC, from Durban, the whole of South Africa, and we are stressed in terms of the road network. It's not looking good, but we hope that the little money that we get from government, from Denara, we should be able to do the road. But clearly, we need extra funding that comes from government, perhaps in the form of PSIP.
That was Loud Ramakapula, who's Beitbridge Town Council Secretary. He was speaking with Studio 7's Ntungamili Nkomo.
Hello there. To mark Zimbabwe's 36th independence anniversary, Studio 7 will be giving out solar-powered radios or T-shirts for our lucky winners. Simply invite 10 friends to join our VOA Studio 7 Facebook page. Ask them to like our page. Keep their names so we can verify your claim. We will also be running a daily competition for lucky winners. You only need to answer a simple question about Zimbabwe's independence. The draw will be conducted April 18th, Independence Day. Don't be left out.
And the question of the day is, how many colors are on Zimbabwe's flag? The answer to our question yesterday about the introduction of land reforms is the year 2000. Thanks very much for the overwhelming response. Some ZANU-PF supporters say a public protest staged by the MDC led by Morgan Tsvangirai was a waste of time. They say it was an attempt by the MDCT to revive its party, which performed dismally in the last general elections. One of the top ZANU-PF officials, Joseph Chuma, tells Studio 7's Gibbs Dube the MDCT should just forget about staging such public protests.
It's really much ado about nothing. We've got people who are trying to seek relevance, but their best before date of expiry is long come and gone. So I don't think that yesterday's event was really anything to really write home and talk about. It was just a case of attention seeking, which I don't think bears any more weight in Zimbabwe now.
But, Honorable Chuma, these people were actually expressing their dismay over the levels of poverty, over the missing diamond funds, and all those kind of problems. Is Zimbabwe not having those issues?
Those issues are very real. They are there, and we've spoken about them a lot of times. But those issues are actually emanating from our own selves, conduct as Zimbabweans, collectively, as a whole block. Because if you as a Zimbabwean out there in America demonizing the country, how then do you expect even any investor to come to Zimbabwe and invest in Zimbabwe? So we have been our own enemies. We have been shooting our own feet. And really, what it needs to take now is for that demonstration to be actually directed to the Western economy, which is killing us here. The people that are putting sanctions on our companies.
And that was Joseph Chuma, ZANU-PF lawmaker and Central Committee member, speaking with Studio 7 from Harare. However, Obed Gutu, the MDCT spokesperson, says ZANU-PF should brace for more public protests.
It is actually laughable. We expected that from the ZANU-PF regime. They did not expect those kind of numbers. Harare was painted red yesterday in what we termed the mother of all demonstrations. We were just out there to demonstrate that the people of Zimbabwe, under the leadership of Morgan Tsvangirai and the MDC, have had enough of ZANU-PF misrule, have had enough of ZANU-PF mismanagement. And they should actually brace up for an even bigger demonstration. The grandmaster of all demonstrations is on its way. So watch out, ZANU-PF.
When is that master of all demonstrations?
We obviously are not going to give the dates for now for strategic and security reasons, but I can assure the listeners that what they saw yesterday was just a teaser, or like a starter when you are about to partake of a huge meal. They are going to see more demonstrations spread nationwide, culminating in what we have termed the grandmaster of all demonstrations that will surely make sure Robert Mugabe leaves office, whether he likes it or not.
That was Obed Gutu, MDCT spokesperson, on the line with Studio 7 from Harare. ZANU-PF spokesman Simon Kayamoyo told the state-run Herald newspaper that President Mugabe won his post democratically and said supporters of the opposition should vote him out of power rather than call for his resignation. Moyo said if the people still need Mr. Mugabe, they will vote for him again in 2018 when he's expected to stand for re-election under ZANU-PF.
Hello, Zimbabwe. This month we are commemorating Zimbabwe's 36th independence anniversary. The 18th of April 1980 was a significant moment celebrated by millions of people, including the late great Bob Nesta Marley, on Independence Day in Harare.
The only way we can overcome a little trouble.
What are your thoughts of that moment? And what about 36 years later? Send us your thoughts on our WhatsApp number, 001-202-465-0318. That number again, 001-202-465-0318. We are also on Facebook and Twitter.
As promised yesterday, today we have the second edition of a two-part interview with war veteran Bernard Manyaza, who was known during the liberation struggle as Paka Chipoera. He tells our Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri about, he says, his lack of democracy in Zimbabwe.
The major thing that we gained was in 1980, up until a point when democracy was completely stifled out of the party after ASAP. Because this was in tandem with the poor economic management. Then the subsequent DRC war, and you can name the rest. Up to now, there is nothing enjoyable about all. The long and short of this thing is, we are almost seeing the success of a counter-revolution where the values of this struggle are no more observed. Like the one man, one vote. Because each election time comes with violence. Why? 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 Is there any need of violence as elections approach? Did we fight for the poverty that has gripped the nation? Did we fight for this lack of democracy at all, either in the party or in the nation at large? And my answer is in the negative, which is why I'm saying the values have been thrown through the window. Institutionalized dictatorship has now taken center stage, and poverty is the order of the day.
Since 1980, there are some of your colleagues who were with you during the armed struggle. They are not yet recognized for their contribution to the struggle. What's your reaction to this?
For as long as the one center of power is power, they may never be recognized. This is my clarion call together with comrades that matter for democracy. Let's reclaim our democratic space.
And that was war veteran Bernard Manyaza speaking there with Studio 7. In our independent series this evening, we are focusing on Zimbabwe's land reforms introduced in the year 2000. Some people in Chinoy, Mashonaland West Province, say the land issue won't be resolved anytime soon by President Robert Mugabe's party. Those who were left out of the scheme now want a thorough audit and a redistribution of land to poor peasants, including women and Zimbabwean youth. Our correspondent Arthur Chigoriwa reports.
Some lucky ones who benefited under the ZANU-PF championed land reforms in 2000 are now multiple farm owners. They forcibly took over land owned by white commercial farmers. Urungwe farmer Panashe Mtundusha, who is a pending land ownership Rengo case in Chinoy courts over the land allocation of two tree farms, says indications are that the land issue won't be resolved anytime soon in Zimbabwe.
Unfortunate that 36 years down the line, the land issue has not been resolved at all. And it's not the ZANU-PF government that is in a position to resolve the issue, since it has benefited from the improper redistribution of the land. Its officials have benefited from having multiple farms. It is the next government that is supposed to resolve the issue, but not the ZANU-PF government. It has failed.
He believes that people with multiple farms should surrender them to landless peasants.
We need a proper land audit. It's the only way to go. Those who have many farms, some of those farms should be taken and given to other people. And those who have farms which are bigger than the recommended maximum farm size, they should be cut, left with the proper sizes which conform to the constitution of Zimbabwe.
Mangura villager Onismo Tagarika supports such moves, adding that Zimbabwe should conduct a land audit that should result in the redistribution of land to some communal farmers, including women and the youth.
I think the land issue should be resolved by undertaking another land audit, whereby we are looking at blacks who are having large tracts of land while other blacks are still landless. For example, in Kariba, I find people were displaced by the construction of the Kariba Dam, and they are still landless up to this day. There's no rationale to say the land issue has been resolved.
Melody Chinowaita of Chinoya agrees, noting that the redistribution of land would play a critical role in addressing drought and other issues related to food insecurity. Chinowaita says women should benefit from a fresh land program.
We are left out with no land during the 2000 land reform exercise. Next time, more women should be allocated land if we are to minimize hunger in the country, because women till the land more than men.
A young Chinoy resident, Mishek Rangwani, says there are few people of his age group who are allocated land under the present agrarian reforms.
For the land reform, you'd realize that there is a national youth policy that was set aside. And that policy said 25% of every other resource that can be indigenized has to be given to the youth. But if you go on the ground, you'll find the land reform came. And if you are going to do head count, you realize that not even 10% of the youth had access to land. So from my own perspective, I think the government is not incorporating youth.
But ZANU-PF member Clifford Kupeko, a beneficiary of land reform, says all those who wanted land were given by ZANU-PF government and most people are happy.
So land is very, very critical. And I'm glad to say, having elected Mugabe in 1980, riding on the promise that he is going to redistribute land to people, he has scored on that one. And the majority of people now own pieces of land. Everyone is happy about the land issue.
Some political analysts argue that it is likely that there will be another land revolution in Zimbabwe in the near future, targeted at multiple farm owners. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.
You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington.
We are broadcasting on 909 Metum Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com.
You can also text us at 001-202-465-0318.
Coming up, tobacco fetches low prices this year. But first, we take a look at regional and international news. The increasingly fierce rivalry between ex-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders was on display yesterday at a feisty debate in New York, where a vote next week could shape the direction of the 2016 presidential election. The governor of the U.S. state of Tennessee has vetoed a bill that would have made the Bible the state's official book. Hundreds of rescue workers are combing through rubble as dazed residents in southern Japan work to restore normalcy to their quake-stricken region. And British police have arrested five people on suspicion of preparing terrorism attacks. The Zimbabwe Farmers Union, or ZFU, says tobacco prices at auction floors this year are very low, leaving farmers to suspect that buyers are conspiring to determine them. ZFU Director Paul Zakaria says the prices are as low as 10 cents per kilogram, despite the fact that the quality of this year's crop has improved as compared to the last selling season. Last year, around this time, tobacco was selling at $2.08 per kilogram, although the quality was said to be almost poor. Zakaria tells reporter Jonga Kandemiri farmers should hold on to their produce rather than be robbed of their hard work by accepting very low prices.
This is actually a very, very sad story as we speak, considering that farmers, they put in a lot in terms of labor, in terms of input, and it was a very difficult year We all know how it was like with the rain and so on. So the care the farmers put into their crop, the management that was demanded, is not commensurate with it, what they are getting at the floor. You know, it's very desperate and pathetic prices, like, you know, 10 cents a kg or even less. That is not really what farmers were looking forward to when the auction floors were opened.
What are the reasons driving these prices that low?
The buyers and even the floor management systems are not giving any reasons whatsoever. Despite the fact that the quality of the tobacco this year is a lot better than the quality of last year, we don't seem to get the explanation. What we are all thinking about right now, and even farmers are beginning to conclude on some of these issues, even coming to their offices and reporting, that they do suspect that there is some collusion amongst the buyers before they get to the floors, where they determine what the maximum price they are going to pay and the minimum price they are going to pay. So this is actually a cause for concern, and we are all beginning to get worried about this development.
That was Paul Zakaria, director of the Zimbabwe Farmers Union, speaking with Studio 7's Jongai Kandemiri from Harare.
Hello, all young people out there. I am Chione Sojani, your host for Time to Engage. We have a new, vibrant, energetic, inspirational segment. This is Time to Engage. We have hot topics for discussion, like life coaching, motivation, leadership, health, entrepreneurship. This also includes music, social media, and everything else you want to know. We will talk to various experts to help us with these discussions coming from Washington. Send a message to our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. Hashtag Time to Engage.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
19 months ago, the violent extremist group Daesh, also known as ISIL, controlled about one-third of the territory of Iraq and much the same in Syria. Supremely confident after their rapid conquest of these territories, ISIL trumpeted to the world its conviction that its fighters were unstoppable. Today it is clear that Daesh's days are numbered, said Secretary of State John Kerry during a recent press conference in Baghdad. In Iraq, Daesh fighters have not been on the offensive in months. They are losing ground, including more than 40% of the territory that they once controlled in Iraq, he said. Over the past year, Iraqi forces liberated Tikrit and most of the city's population has returned. Kurdish and Yazidi forces liberated Sinjar. Iraqi security forces retook Ramadi. And Syrian Democratic Forces have retaken thousands of square kilometers from Daesh in northeast Syria. The coalition bombing campaign has also seen great success, having cost Daesh tens of thousands of fighters and more than 100 senior and mid-level leaders, including their so-called ministers of war and finance. There is still much to do, but Daesh is clearly on the defensive. Today we are gearing up for recovery. Before displaced Iraqi civilians can return home, significant work needs to be done to stabilize areas that encountered significant levels of destruction due to Daesh's occupation and the fight required to liberate these areas. For that reason, the United States has joined other members of the coalition to contribute a total of over $100 million to the United Nations funding facility for immediate stabilization. The program, led jointly by the UN Development Program and the government of Iraq, helped over 100,000 Iraqis return to their homes in Tikrit. Now it is working to do the same in Ramadi through restoring public services so people can return to their homes. Since the beginning of the crisis, the United States has provided more than $623 million in humanitarian aid to Iraqi refugees. And in Baghdad, Secretary Kerry announced an additional $155 million for Iraqis affected by the ongoing violence. Our support for the Iraqi people, said Secretary of State Kerry, is part of our larger commitment to a future Iraq as defined in its constitution, an Iraq that is unified, pluralistic, federal, and democratic.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
This evening, we are featuring Zimbabwean music outfit Mokomba, which has been performing in sold-out shows in the USA. Studio 7's Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye speaks with Mokomba's frontman Abundance Mutori, who also strums the bass guitar and does the backing vocals, about their tour.
We're on a show tour of the U.S. and Canada.
And we understand you're just coming from the Apollo Theaters in New York. What was that like for you coming from Zimbabwe?
I know Apollo Theater was kind of like a huge step up for the band, because Apollo Theater is quite like a famous place for a musician to play. And for us as Mokomba, coming from Victoria Falls, a small town in Zimbabwe, and representing the whole Zimbabwe and the artists playing at the Apollo was kind of like one huge thing for us. And when the audience heard us play, they received our music quite well, and it was a wonderful experience.
So which song would you say really captured the audience, and that's one of your favorite here in the United States?
It was a short time to play the Apollo, but you know, the whole concert itself, you know, made the audience go crazy. And we played like three songs, and one of the songs was called Kumkanda. Which is one of the songs that's going to be coming up on our latest album coming up, which is an Afrofusion acoustic album, really not with the fusion part. And that song talks about, you know, us as the Tonga and the Luwale and the Nyanja culture, inviting other cultures to come and learn about our musical styles and the way of doing things.
Tell us about Afrofusion. What does it mean? Coming from Zimbabwe myself, we've always known traditional music, but Afrofusion, it sounds like it's something new. What is it?
Okay, Afrofusion, as I said, we come from Victoria Falls, and Victoria Falls is a border town to other Southern African countries, you know. So it's more like it's a melting pot of different styles, Pan-African music styles. And us, it was an advantage for us growing up in that area to listen to these styles, and we thought of incorporating these styles in our own style, which is the Tonga, the Lubale and the Nyanja, and to fuse that. So that's where the Afrofusion comes from.
And also you have a group of six here. Is that how you started, and how has it been like for you as a group?
Yes, as the six of us, we come from the same neighborhood in Victoria Falls. You know, we went to the same schools, and we've been friends before starting to play music as a professional career. So from that long time when we were at schools, we loved to jam together, and that's when we really discovered ourselves, and we saw that music was something in common between the six of us, and that's how we really started and started playing together professionally after we had done school.
And you were talking about a new album. What can your fans expect from you? Is it something totally different? You've come here to the United States, you've been to the UK, you've been to other countries. Are you taking any influences from some of these countries, or how is that album going to be like?
No, like this album that is going to come out right now, it's more like an acoustic album, you know, without the really much of the fusion, so that our people out there can really feel our culture, which is the Tonga and the Luwale, the way how we sing, the way how we play our instruments. So it's more like a stripped-down show where we only have the bass, the guitar, and our percussion, and mainly the vocals.
Give us a taste of what that sounds like.
That was Mokomba Group talking to Studio 7's Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye. And remember to stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. today, when our hosts will be talking with listeners and experts about road traffic accidents as Zimbabwe prepares to celebrate Independence Day. If you wish to join the show, call us at 001-202-619-2077. And before we go, just a quick recap of today's top stories. ZANU-PF activists say the MDCT public march yesterday was a waste of time. And that's all for tonight. Please do stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele with Ntunga Milinkomo. This is Chris Gande. I'm out of here.
Siyabonga Chris lichananjani mthakazo muhle siyalambukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu umhla ka 15 ngomabasa 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Hola mugela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngontungameli inkomo endabeni zethu lamhlanje
ingozi yalomhlaka ngathi ibangelwe yilidongo ebekubangelwa ngokuthi umgodi wena ukudala kami-16 oseyeza kuwawulefen throughout right up to the period so amadonki le nkomo zazingadlule emgaqweni yami.
Kufa abantu abalichumi lambili engozini yomgwaqo duzane leBait Bridge.
Ilanga le-independence eliba khona elizayo ekhaya mhla ka 18 April. Sibona ngani into yokudlala liyana ngoba isekho into eselebratewayo. Babulawa abantu, basabulawa abantu, balamba abantu, abantu abavunyazivunyelwe uhamba lokudla ekhaya sikuyitha ama-breadwinners.
Abanye bapha imbono yabo ngokunanzwa kwelanga likazibuse ele-Independence Day. Kuwoza Friday silo mculi we-hip hop uhamba ngegama lokuthi nguTabs. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Kufe abantu abalichumi lambili kwalimala abangamachumi amane lanhlanu engozini yomgwaqo phakathi kwebhasi leroli eBait Bridge ekuseni namuhla. Ibhasi le ngenkampani ye-MP Transport njalo ibilubhekise eBait Bridge isemgwaqweni osuka eHarare lapho echane khona echaye ubabhemi yasingqikilana leroli ebiphambana layo. Iphephandaba leHerald libike ukuthi abantu abalichumi bahle bafela khonapho kwathi ababili bayafela esibhedlela seBait Bridge. Abanye babalimeleyo bagijinyiselwe esibhedlela zakobulawayo kwathi abanye balaliswa esibhedlela seBait Bridge. Umphathintambo wezomvikela umnumzana Kembo Mohati lo mphathintambo wezabelo umnumzana Sevia Kasukuwere batshone eBait Bridge lapho abazise khona ukuthi uhulumende uzaphathisa imoli zabalahlekelwe izihlobo kulingozi ngemali engange-$200 imuli ngayinye. Umgwaqo weHarare Maswingo Bait Bridge wonakele kakhulu njalo baningi abantu asebefele kuwo eminyakeni edluleyo. Sixoxe lomabhalane wedolobho leBait Bridge umnumzana Laudra Mahapola yena othi umgwaqo lo kumele ulungisiswe ngokuphangisa.
Ingozi yalomhlaka ngathi ibangelwe yilidongo. Ebekubangelwa ngokuthi umgodi wena ukudala kami-16 oseyeza kuwawulefen throughout right up to the period so amadonki le nkomo zazingadlule emgaqweni yami and also the other reason is because umgodi wena unaro okuthi kungayenzakala into enjalo ukuthi umuntu usetshaya idonki ukuthi aviyane lolwana omunye kusuka kuzen so maybe we need to fence ukuthi umgodi wena ufake i-fence above 80 kilometers up to Big River nokuthi maybe uhulumente azame ukuthi awuqhekise.
Kule mizamo yini enziwayo nguhulumende ukulungisisa lo mgwaqo ngokwazi kwakho?
Mina ngazi khonokho esikubala emaphepheni ukuthi sebelungiselele ukuthi umgwaqo lo uyajualayiswa kube engikwazi ofisali nje hhayi nawe ngawazi but ngazi ukuthi umaphepheni kusenjalo ukuthi hhayi uzaqekisa umgwaqo.
Edolobheni phakathi eBait Bridge khona iminjani imigwaqo yenu?
Imigwaqo ifuna sibili imali ukuthi ilungiswe. Kanye imigwaqo ibe damage and imali zokuyilungisa zezingekho. So kuyafunakala sibili imali ele. Njengathi lapho eBait Town njengoba sithola yonke i-traffic engathi e-Southern Africa kubo-DRC. Wonke imota ziyala, wonke ama-trucks abuyala avela kubo-Durban, wonke avelayo. So imigwaqo yethu hhayi ifuna ukuthi ikhamelisiswe thina.
Khona kwenzakala njani ukuthi umngcele wenu khona ngapho yiwo ongena izimota ezedlula yonke imingcele elizweni kodwa imigwaqo esuka khona ngapho kayimanga kuhle?
Ngiyabona izindaba zemali
Umnumzana Laudra Mahapola ngomabhalane wetolopo le Beitbridge sixoxe laye ekhona le Beitbridge. Mhlaka 18 kulinyanga iZimbabwe inanza ilanga likazibuse lapho efikisa khona iminyaka engamachumi amathathu lasithupha ithole uzibuse wabensundu. Kambe lichoni kuwe leli langa. Asizweni imbono yabanye babalandeli beStudio 7.
Yebo, uAlbert Ndlovu lona. Le ndaba ye-independence mina nje empilweni yami ayikaze ngisebenzele. So lokhu nje kwasuka kuye u-1980. Angikaze ngiyithole inkululeko kuleli alizwe. Ngisayifuna inkululeko selokhu nje sathathelwa umbuso ngamabhunu. Sizawuthathelwe njalo yile ZANU-PF thina singabantu bemthwakazi. Asikaze siyibone nje into okuthiwa yinkululeko. Okwe-independence nje yindlela yokuba mabachithe imali ngoba vele baqonda ukuchitha imali yelizwe mabakuchitha abakuchithayo futhi liqeqeba nalabantu singeke sithi baningi abantu abakuthokozelayo lokho abalushwana abantu bayalamba lapha kanti lokho okuthiwa kwenziwa independence kube kwenziwa okunye okumqoka mhlawumbe ukuvuselela ukulima or ukuvuselela amafemu ngabe siyezwa kodwa lokho okuthiwa i-independence abantu kushone nje kunathwa utshwala abantu bebadala kangaka abantu abafuneke babonise ukuhlaziyeka ezinhliziyo emiqondweni yabo abantu abadala abantu bezanu-PF thina sibona nje besenza imidlalo njengabantwana akusenelisi mina njengami nje angaze ngenele ngayo independence iselokhu yaba khona kimi kufana nje ngoba ayikazifike nangelanga elilodwa angiyazi independence angaze ngiyiqabule nzoyiqabula mhlazana umthwakazi wakhululeka labo enzobona khona independence uba into enjani.
Yeah, Clement Nobe mina ilungu lephamu. So kule ilanga le-independence eliba khona elizayo ekhaya mhla ka 18 April. Sibona ngani into yokudlala liyana ngoba isekho into eselebratewayo. Babulawa abantu, basabulawa abantu, balamba abantu, abantu abavunyazivunyelwe uhamba lokudla ekhaya sikuyitha ama-breadwinners. Konke lokhuyana ayisekho into esiyiselebratayo laphoyana. Bolile akubavaliwe amafemu sokungamasonto phakathi. Sokumbuso nje okhona wamasosha umbuso ngalabantu ngoba if kuthiwa kubusa uhulumende wabantu ngabe uyavumela abantu bahambise ukudla laphana ekhaya akufundeke ezikolweni izikolo ezindala ezizwe ezadabule ezaletha imfundo laphana ungathi ngamanxiwa manje khangela omphandeni mishini onyathi mishini o-Hope Fountain izikolo zakuqala kuleliya lizwe ngamanxiwa manje akusela kufunda efundwayo laphayana.
Mina igama lami nguRitima Moyo. Nge-independence ngathi mina kimi isho ukuba sengilamathuba alingana labo bonke nje abantu ukuba ngenze laloba yini engiyifisayo ukuze lami ngijabule njengomuntu kungasoke kube kungokuncindezela abanye kutho ukuthi sengingafunda kutho ukuthi sengingasebenza laloba yini nje engayicabanga.
Labo ngabalaleli beStudio 7 bekhuluma ngokunanza ilanga likazibuse ele independence. Mhlaka 18 kulinyanga eZimbabwe lifikisa iminyaka engamachumi amathathu lasithupha lithole uzibuse. Lanxa liqakathekile leli langa abanye bathi kalitsho lutho kibo ngoba bebhekane lobunzima empilweni obugoqela ukusilela kwemisebenzi nokubhidlika komnotho. Imbangela bathi ngohulumende onsundu abamjabuleleyo engena embusweni ngo-1980. Kambe kuwe lichoni ilanga likaMabasa mhlaka 18 uchoni uzibuse kuwe Rekoda imbono yakho usithumele yona ngeWhatsApp kumbe uthumele nje imbono yakho kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Sitholakala njalo ekhasini le Facebook kanye la ku Twitter. Amalungiselelo ombukiso walonyaka wezokuthengiselana kobulawayo oZimbabwe International Trade Fair asefike kuzinga eliphezulu lapho indawo zokubukisela ezingaba isilinganiso sokungamachumi ayisificamunye ekhulwini sezithethwe. Kubika uNompumelelo Moyo.
Umqondisi wenkampani ebona ngalumbukiso unkosikazi Noma Ndlovu ubike ukuba bayathokoza ngamalungiselelo ombukiso walonyaka ngoba amazwe agoqela iBotswana, Ethiopia, Ghana, Indonesia, Japan, Kenya, Namibia, Malawi, Mozambique, South Africa lamanye azabe ekhona.
Siyathaba ukuthi umbukiso wethu ususondele, amalungiselelo ahamba kuhle kakhulu. Sesithengise indawo yokubukisa ephose ifike izicaphulo ezincane ezizinkulungwane ezingamachumi amane lanye. Kutsho ukuthi sokusele kancane ukuthi sifikise inani esilikhangeleleyo. Ababukisayo abavela kuleli bayadlula amakhulu amathathu lamachumi amahlanu. Abavela kwamanye amazwe sebephose bafike amachumi amathathu. Amazwe azabe bukisa angamachumi amabili. Sikhangelele ukuthi mhla zingamachumi amabili lesikhombisa kumabasa sizabe silomhlangano omkhulu wabo somabhizinisi. Njalo ngelanga elilandelayo kuzahlangana abemandustry bekhuluma eziphathelane lokuvuswa kwamafactory avaliweyo.
Unkosikazi Ndlovu uchaze ukuba amankampani avela kwamanye amazwe ayedlula amakhulu amathathu lengxenye asethembise ukuza. Ethi njalo kuzaba le mihlangano yokucebisana kwabosomabhizimisi.
Umbuthano wokuvulwa kwe-ZITF uzabe ukhona mhla zingamachumi amabili lesificamunwemunye enkundleni enkulu. Siyakhuthaza njalo ukuthi amabhizimisi onke angakabhalisi abhalise masinyane.
Isikhulumi sekhansili yakobulawayo unkosikazi Nesisa Mpofu uthi sebeqalile ukulungisa imigwaqo ukuze izethekeli zihambe kuhle ngoba sebethole inkulungwane ezingamakhulu edlula amane esikhwameni seZimbabwe National Road Authority yokulungisa imigwaqo eqaqele iZITF layo yonke engena edolobheni.
Ikhansili yedolobho lakobulawayo iqalile ukulungiselela umbukiso wamabhizinisi weZimbabwe International Trade Fair. Njalo sisathola imali engange 430,000 esuka kuZimbabwe National Road Authority ukuba silungisele imigwaqo ukuze izethekeli labazokubukisa bahambe kahle. Lolu luhlelo oluqhubekayo ngoba sikhangelele ukuthola i-899,000 lonyaka esuka kuZinara ukuba imigwaqo yedolobho ilunge. Imigwaqo yonke engena kobulawayo izwa egqaqele iZITF, uRobert Mugabe, le Hillside Road izalungiswa. Phinde njalo silungise lo 12th Avenue.
Unkosikazi Mpofu uveze ukuba sebeqalile njalo ukulungisa indlu yabo yokubukisa esegcekeni leZITF njalo sebefike esibangeni esiphezulu.
Indlu yethu yokubukisa egcekeni leZITF layo sesiqalile ukuyilungisa.
IRussia leGhana ikhangelelwe ukubukisa ngemva kokuma okweminyaka ethile njalo iza lehofisi ebona ngezokuhlanyela umnotho emazweni azo. I-South Africa ibikwa izaletha amankampani adlula amachumi amathathu kulinani eliphezulu kakhulu kulanyakenye elamachumi amabili kuphela. Umongameli weTogo nguye okhangelele ukuvula umbukiso wamabhizimisi weZITF. Ngimele umsakazo weStudio 7 yikobulawayo, nginguNompumelelo Moyo.
Kunjalo nje amalunga edale lePhalamende athukuthele kulandela imbiko yeziphathamandla zedale eyokuthi kuzamele azidingele indawo zokulala ngesikhathi sombukiso we-Trade Fair kobulawayo ekupheleni kwenyanga. Amalunga edale lePhalamende amele abe khona ekuvulweni kwalombukiso ovulwa ngomongameli Mugabe lomhlonitshwa ovame ukuvela kwamanye amazwe.
Amalungu aleli tale awe ZANU PF kanye lawe MTC abikwa emanyene ekubuzisiseni ngalolu daba. UChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxele omunye wamalunga la umnumzana Prince Tubeko Spanda ongowebandla le MTC njalo onguye obuze idale ngalolu daba.
Wona ama managers ePhalyamende kanye nabagcini sihlalo bePhalyamende awu ezabo indawo zokulala sezivile sezilungisiwe kobulawa sezikhona thina ke njengamalunga edale ePhalyamende njengami nsuka eBhinga bathi ukuthi ngiza driver nsuke eBhinga ngihambe ngiyengena ku-official opening bese driver njalo ngibuyele yini eBhinga ngoba ngendlela vele esebenza ngayo kufuze ukuthi ngafika kobulawa kulomsebenzi ngikwanisa ukuthola indawo yokulala so sasesibuza ke ukuthi uclerk of parliament akwenzileyo ke yikuyini ukuthi amalunga edale leparliament engafiki ebonakale selala ezitredini wona esiya emsebenzini welizwe lapho kwabe kuvulwa khona iparliament ngokusemthethweni so yikho kade sikubuza njengamalunga edale leparliament besingadinga amalawensi zokuyalala ngoba vele asila amalawensi zokulala akula MP ophiwa amalawensi zokulala iparliament iyayenza ama arrangements lama hotels afana labo holiday ina ma hotels zonke ka African Sun lama hotels abo Rainbow Rainbow Group of Companies bayenza ama arrangements ukuthi ama members of parliament nxa ethe afika kuleyo ndawo yasemsebenzini ekwanise ukuthi ethole indawo yokulala
manje ligcine lithola na impendulo
impendulo asitholanga ngoba impendulo esiphiwe khona apho impendulo ka-DCT njengama members kasizihambele siyebuza ku-administration ngasengisithi ke mina kunzima ukuthi amalunga awedaleleha le parliament ayi 400 si 400 all in all isine sihlanganisa isinethi le national assembly singu 400 sihambe kambe siyelayina sinayinele ukuthi sibuze ukuthi ngiza kuyalala ngapi ngelanga lokuthi ngiyebona ngiyekuzwa i-official opening ye-parliament akusebenzi sasesithi thina besicela ukuthi i-administration ye-parliament itshele umgcini sihlalo ukuthi malungiselelo bani ayenziweyo then kwenziwe i-announcement ye-parliament leyo announcement ayisayenziwanga okutshengisa nje ukutsho ukuthi amalunga edale le-parliament nxa ehamba kulomsebenzi ayafika ezibonele lapho kokulala khona nxa beyarifandwa beyakurifandwa baya beyarifandwa kuphela ifiweni
umnumzana Prince Tubeko Spanda ngumeli wetale lephalamende engowebandla le-MTCT ubekhuluma ecingweni loChris Gande weStudio 7 eseHarare Live Talk lamhlanje sikhangela ingozi zomgwaqo singena nje kuphela sonto yekhefu likazibuse thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001 202 465 0318 ukuze silithinde ecingweni lingene kuhlelo Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Singene kwezivela kwamanyamazwe ngamafitshane. Abahlengi abangena kumakholo lamakholo lokhe bedinga abantu kunqwabanqwaba ezakhiwo eziwiswe ikuzamazama komhlaba kwele Japan abangabe besinde kulingozi. Kulaba kubutho amapolisa abalwisa ukucitsha umlilo abezempilakahle labanye abazama ukuncedisa umhlobolo wangezansi kwele Japan. Ohlaselwe kakubi yilingozi izolo kwafa abantu abayithoba mnemunye kwalima lapho se abazinkulungwane. Kuqhamuke ukufuthelana okukhulu phakathi kwabatshengiselayo kwele Egypt lamapolisa phezu kodaba lwezihlenge ezimbili ezibikwa zibiselwe embusweni wakwele Saudi Arabia. Amapolisa laba kubutho babikwa besebenzise intuthu ehitshayo ukuchitha umbuthano wabakade betshengisela laba.
mhlaka 18 kulinyanga eZimbabwe lifikisa iminyaka engamachumi amathathu lasithupha lithole uzibuse. Lanxa liqhakathekile leli langa abanye bathi galitsho lutho kibo ngoba bebhekane lobunzima empilweni obugoqela ukusilela kwemisebenzi lokubhidlika komnotho. Imbangela bathi nguhulumende onsundu abamjabuleleyo engena embusweni ngo-1980. Kambe kuwe lichoni ilanga likaMabasa mhlaka 18 uchoni uzibuse kuwe. Rekoda imbono yakho usithumele yona ngeWhatsApp kumbe uthumele nje imbono yakho kunombolo ezithi 001 202 465 0318. Sitholakala njalo ekhasini le Facebook kanye la ku Twitter. Sizweni utaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weMelika.
Mhlaka 20 Mbimbitho ele Republic of Congo libe lokhetho lokudinga umongameli olubikwa lungaqhutshwanga kakuhle ngoba kwenziwe amaphutha amaningi. Abezindaba bayaliswa ukuthi bayibona luqhutshwa lokunganikwa amathuba kwamabandla ezombusazwe ngokukhankasa, ukubuthana loba ukukhulumisana nje okukhululekileyo ngaphambilini kokhetho. Njalo lesikhathi sangkhona besivele singenele ukuthi kulungiselelwe ukhetho olukhululekileyo. Kusimo esibi lesi, umongameli Dennis Soso Ngweso nguye obikwa enqobile kulolu khetho okwehlandla lesithathu leminyaka emihlanu ngesilinganiso sokungamashumi ayisithupha ekhulwini 60% samavoti. Unguweso oleminyaka engamashumi ayisikhombisa lambili 72 uveze ekupheleni kwanyaka nye ukuthi uyancintisa kulolu khetho kodwa phansi kwesisekelo sombuso salelo lizwe ubengamelanga ncintisa okwesithathu, njalo iminyaka yakhe yokuzalwa ingasamvumeli ukuthi enze lokho. Ukuze kwenqabelwe lokho, uhulumende wakhe ukhethe ukuguqula imithetho yelizwe ukuze yavunyelwe ukuncintisa okwesithathu ngemva kokwenziwa kwe-referendum layo engaqhutshwanga kakuhle ukuze nje baguqule isisekelo sombuso. Lanxa abantu batshengisela besola leli nyathelo okwagcina kubangela ukuqhamuka kodlakela phakathi kwabezomvikela lalabo ababatshengisela kwabotshwa lokubulawa kwabanye. Ibandla elibusayo lazise ukuba impumela ye-referendum le iveze ukuthi isilinganiso esikhulu sabantu balelo lizwe siyasekela inyathelo lokuthi uNgweso ancintise njalo okwesithathu. Okwakhokhelela ekuthini amapholisa alise ukutshengisela kwabantu okwahle kwavimba abamabandla aphikisayo ukuthi enze imbuthano yabo yokukhankasa. Ngalezo zizathoke, eleMelika lidaniswa kakhulu ngosokusenzakala kwele Republic of Congo kanye langendlela eziqhutshwa ngazo ukhetho kulelo lizwe. Umsekeli wesikhulumeli sogatsha lobudlelwano beMelika lamanye amazwe womhlaba, uMnumzana Mark Turner, wethule umbiko othi eleMelika likhuthaza uhulumende weCongo ukuthi alungisise amaphutha la engakenzi ukhetho ngesikhathi esilandelayo. Wathi bayaqhubeka bekhuthaza uhulumende weCongo ukuthi ahloniphe amalungelo oluntu, abantu bavunyezwe ukusekela amabandla abawafisayo ezombusazwe, njalo kube lokusebenzelana ukuhle kwabalembono ehlukeneyo.
Lawo bekungamazwi kahulumende weMelika. Kuwoza Friday lamhla silomculi we-hip hop ohamba ngegama lokuthi nguTubbs. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Uthabandile uvuyena owaziwa kwezomculo ngegama elithiwa Tabs ngomunye wabaculi abasakhulayo abenza umculo we-hip hop owaziwa ngokuthi yiNdebele rap.
Hey,
Vele basho bathi ngiyaxoma ngizanga kuzodlala la mpintshi spandi ma. I'm with that the favorite boy. Shale namba nyasikhanya boy. Abantwana babaya la ma yellow boy.
Lo mculi ole minyaka engamashumi amabili lana yokuzalwa njalo ohlala elokitshini lelo bhengula kobulawayo. Uzazise emphakathini ngengoma yakhe edla ubhedu kwele Zimbabwe kanye lakwamanye amazwe ethiwa Hey Wena, yona ayicule endawonye lo Calvin. Ividiyo yengoma le ethi Hey Wena iyatholakala ebulenjini ku-YouTube, ikanti iyadlalwa njalo lakumabonakude emsakazweni weZambezi Magic.
Hey Wena featuring Calvin there on YouTube from Google and Jay. Pomo Cookie Tips, which is THA, yeah, the BZ. See, Zala, yeah. Google Sarazo, Zambezi Magic, yeah. Zambezi Magic on DSTV.
Ingoma le ethiwa Hey Wena yenze wakhethwa njengomunye wabaculi abatsha abakuzinga laphezulu emkhosini weZim Hip Hop Awards. Ikanti le video yakhe ikhethwe kuhlangothi lwamavidiyo aphekwe kuhle. UTabs usanda kurhwatsha indlikizane yengoma ethiwa Le Vibe, yona elwisa ukungena kuluhlu lwengoma ezivutha amalangabi kulezi nsuku emsakazweni wePower FM.
Now we are in summertime, we out time. I'm petalam, you hurt man, you test man. Abandon us, but I give you a good now. No, you go soon, and you up a straight fan. Chewe, it's Mr. Yuma Sayela. Pira Luminan, you guys in this mega. Petitella summer, I don't know for us, Tang. It's the Jurekan King in the building, you said. We never own the
Lum Kudu to Parati Upega. Idlalade lakhe lakuqala elibizwa ngokuthi Possibilities, njalo inye ingoma ezaba ingxenye yaleli dlalade ngethiwa Honeymoon.
Turn them lights low, get yourself close. Maybe it's you and me, beyond the nightfall. I'm in the morning's food, we need to celebrate. I'm giving you my love, I'm giving you my trust. Baby, you're taking everything, I'm giving all my life. This love is way too much for me, I'm giving myself away. Your eyes, they tell it to strolly when you're up in my arms. Shawty, I swear your swagger really makes me wanna laugh. You make me wanna...
Abanye abaculi asebenzisane labo uTabs ekuqindezeleni ingoma zakhe ngabagoqela uCalvin kanye loDrew Boy. Ikanti kulezi nsuku usebenzisana loKid Active otholakala esikodlweni iHarare. Abafuna ukuxhumana loTabs balakho ukumthinta kukhasi lakhe leFacebook ngaphansi kwegama elithi Tabs. Nangu ephuma enkundleni yengoma yakhe ethiwa Hey Wena.
Ehlisimoya boy ungabi negwali mabethu Kevin uTop boy ungabi nenkani ntwana yegasi nyaze beli ntatha kancane manje bheka inombolo boy abanamachance ambone ngena ngaphikile.
Siyabonga tshahala kithi sesifike emaphethelweni wohlelo lwalamhlanje, kodwa singake hlukani sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Kufe abantu abalichomi lambili kwa limala abangamachomi amane lanhlano engozini yomgwaqo eBaitbridge lamhlanje ekuseni. Asefike kuzinga eliphezulu amalungiselelo ombukiso weZimbabwe International Trade Fair. Kuwoza Friday bese lomculi weHip Hop ohamba ngegama lokuthi nguTabs. Kwaneleko kwalamhlanje, olivalelisayo nguntungameli Nkomo, libe lobusuku obuhle.